All right, welcome.
Where did you get that?
to today's episode of Your Daily Scrum. I'm professional scrum trainer Ryan Ripley. That gentleman laughing is professional scrum trainer Todd Miller. I keep messing with the music because I can like. I found it and thought it was fun, Todd.
Oh boy.
Anyways,
it must be Friday.
It is Friday, so we get together each and every day, including Friday, to answer your scrum questions and to help, hopefully, a lot of scrum teams out there do scrum a little bit better each and every day. We turn your questions left in the comments into videos, so check out the comments section below. Leave your questions. Let us know how we're doing. Are we helping your teams get better? Great. If we're not, let us know how we can help. Your questions and comments fuel the show, so keep them coming. Like and subscribe so that you never miss a video. Todd, today's question kind of came off at Twitter. Got involved in a discussion. I've been doing that lately. I need to stop.
It's a good discussion, though.
It was. Yeah. And I think what the discussion kind of boiled down to is what makes a product increment in Scrum usable? And the word usable seems to be kind of a new thing catching people up or kind of causing a little bit of confusion because it used to be potentially releasable. And that language got changed in Scrum Guide 2020 to, let me just show real quick what it switched to. In order to provide value, the increment must be usable. And so I stole a page out of my good friend Todd Miller's playbook, and I said, what does usable actually mean? And so Todd, a definition to help, I think, frame the discussion. Usable is able or fit to be used. And so when I hear able or fit to be used, I mean, well, Todd, where does your head go in Scrum?
Two places.
Okay.
Able or fit to be used, meaning that the increment meets the definition of done.
Love it.
And two, that there's able or fit to be used by who comes to mind.
Yeah.
And to me, that who is the receiver of what we're building, the user. So to me, actually, I think it's more clear to say potentially usable than potentially shippable. Right? Because potentially shippable, where are we shipping it? Shipping something doesn't necessarily mean that someone can receive it right away. If I ship something to you from Pennsylvania to Indiana, you can't use it until it gets there maybe 3 days later.
Right.
But if I say potentially usable, that means that if I have shipped it, that you could potentially be receiving it today. Is that weird?
No, I think it's good. I think it's a good way to look at it. You know, my brain immediately when I saw usable in the new Scrum guide, I thought, all right, that's definition of done. And what I like is how you've added on this idea of the receiver, like the user, the customer. You know, recently we did a video around separating user and customer from stakeholder. And I think this idea is kind of playing into that as well. Mm-hmm. You know, this idea that the increment is usable when it's able to be used or when by a user or customer. So that means it's at their service, but it fit to be used is definition of done. And I think there's another piece of the Scrum guide that we can use to kind of dovetail into this. The moment a product backlog item meets the definition of done, an increment is born. And I think that kind of ties this all together. And so when I see these big discussions about what does usable mean and how does that fit into empiricism might be the wrong framing for usable in this context. I really like how definition of done and who the receiver is might be a better way to kind of think about what usable means. And in this context, I think, Todd, you nailed it. Usable means that it's fit for use, which is meets the definition of done, and it has a defined receiver who can actually use the product.
Yeah. It doesn't mean they have to, it has to be in their hands, but it potentially could be, right? It could be. So I think it's more clear than it had been before, right? Which is interesting.
I'm a big fan of the language change as well. So, but it was kind of a big discussion on Twitter. It was a good question that got posed. I thought we should give our take on it and hopefully it makes sense. Let us know in the comments. Have we described usable appropriately? Is this in line with your thinking as well? If not, let us know what you think. If we've sparked other questions, leave them in the comments. All right. I think it's time for the end screen.
Watch it.
All right. All right. Check out the socials. We're all over Facebook. Of course, we're chatting on Twitter. LinkedIn, we have some good posts out there. We're still figuring out the gram. We're almost there. Like and subscribe so you never miss a video. Hey, and speaking of videos, some videos should be popping up below. Be sure to check those out as well. And I'll tell you what, it's Friday. Get some good scrum done today. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you next week.